pain is in the building, nigga.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is where you do top five, bottom five from the weekend that was in the National Football League. We'll start with the good. My number five team in the NFL, I'm going to give it to them. I put them in the bottom five one time, and I, you know, just to put give them a wake-up call, but I'm going to give them plenty of credit now. I put the Pittsburgh Steelers at number five.
Homer.
I know. Four in a row. James Conner is just tearing it up, baby. Four straight games with over 100 yards rushing. Good wins against Baltimore. Good win against the Falcons, who could air it out a bit. Kept them to 17 points. Good win on the road against the Bengals. Browns, no trouble, but still, they've won five of their last six. They started off weak, but they are 5-2-1. They're leading a very black and blue division. So I'm giving them credit where credit is due. I put Steelers at five.
I had the Chargers at five last week. I am keeping the Chargers at five this week. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They went into Seattle,
yeah,
playing against in a tough stadium, in a noisy stadium. The only issue that they really found was that they had some really major kicking woes, which I think they have. Hopefully it's changed. I mean, I know they cut Caleb Sturgis. He's gone.
Goodbye, Caleb Sturgis.
And I just hope now that they can, hopefully now that they found the solution.
Yeah, I put the Chargers there, but I went with the Homer pick.
So. No, that's fine. We both went Homer.
Yeah, that's right.
But, so it's okay.
I am more likely to change over than you are, though.
The Steelers to me have been playing really, really well. Here's my personal feeling, and I know we haven't really dove into it yet with Le'Veon Bell's mystery tweet.
Oh, I know. Ugh.
I almost think that that's going to hurt the Steelers more than help them. I mean, call me crazy.
Be.
I know
yeah,
that he's.
It could be.
I know that he's. You know, he's one of the great running backs in the league right now, and one of the better ones, and you know, perennial Pro Bowler, and has definitely proven himself worthy of, you know, being a superstar in this league. But man, you know what Connor has been able to do over the last month. Has really shown me that
it really has been amazing.
Yeah, it really shows me that, you know what, the Steelers have it. Steelers are dialed in right now. They have everything flowing right. You bring in this wild card that, you know, definitely will upset the locker room. You know,
yeah, it could be. Yep. And you know what Tomlin said, he goes, "We want volunteers, not hostages."
Yeah.
Well, nice.
And you know, but I mean, it just, you know, he's going to come in. It just, why now? I mean, I know that if he doesn't play by this weekend, he's out of a job or.
Yeah.
Something like that. He can't play at all this season, and then, you know, he'll quickly become Dez Bryant.
Yeah, no kidding. Number four on my list, I put the Chiefs. And listen, I could put the Chiefs anywhere on this list. I got my reasons why I put them at four. It has nothing to do with the fact that I think they dropped at all. I think they played great against the Browns. Mahomes did what Mahomes normally does against any team. They did not have a bad game against the Browns. Au contraire, they had a good one. But I got my reasonings for why I put them at four. But let's just say that I could move them up and down this list at 8-1. So Kansas City is four.
That, same here. I have the Chiefs at four as well. I mean, I want to put the Chargers ahead of the Chiefs just because that's a natural feel for me. But, you know, you just can't yet based on record. Maybe when these two guys really face off against each other, we'll see. You know, we'll see some good AFC West action. But, yeah, I'm the same way with you. I could put them 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, they didn't do anything to drop. I mean, you know, maybe it's because they didn't blow out the Browns. Maybe that's something to even consider. But I just think that the three teams that I have above them, which we probably have the same three, I'm just curious if it's in the same order,
yeah,
are just that little that much better.
Number three on my list, I put the Patriots because they beat the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night in that big battle. It was a hyped up game. I know the Patriots don't believe in hyped up games. I get that. They'll treat the Packers. They'll treat like anybody else. I understand. But They answered the call in Foxborough. They played great. They took advantage of the mistakes. That's what they do. They didn't divert from any formula. They didn't have to use anything special to win this game. They just did what they normally do, and they beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. This is now six straight wins. They did beat the Chiefs, so it's one of the reasons I have them slightly ahead despite a struggle at the beginning at 1-2. But the Patriots right now are cruising along. They are the best in the AFC right now, I think. I wonder how this game would play out if it was at Arrowhead Stadium, but I'm not 100% sure that a couple of weeks ago that I thought Kansas City would win at home. I'm not sure about that now, given what I see from the Patriots year in and year out. So I have the Patriots at 3.
For my third pick, I went the college football route, okay. where you lose a game, you drop a few spots in the polls. And I put the Rams here.
All right.
And again, I mean, I really do believe these top four teams, you can slot them in any position. There's no right or wrong spot for them. But I decided to, you know, it's like this week, I'm just going to drop the Rams down just because I feel that the other two teams deserve, you know, just kind of mix things up a little bit. Really, that's all it was. I mean, I had the Rams number one from like the beginning of the season. I just wanted to just mix it up. They're not going to stay at 3 for long.
Nope. I got the Rams at 2. That's a little bit of a, you know, undefeated going into the Superdome. No real shame in losing to the Saints. But, you know, you're going to have to take a little bit of a lump there. The Rams are 2. Nothing much else.
Yeah, for my second, I had the Patriots. And I decided to give them a little bit more benefit of the doubt. It was for the way they played the second half against the Packers. And not so much on defense. Or, I mean, not so much on offense, but on defense. The way they were able to shut down Aaron Rodgers. And the way they were just able to, you know, disguise the defensive packages or whatever it might be. But they really took Aaron Rodgers out of his game and not able to get him to move around. And we haven't really seen the Patriots defense do that against any quality teams. And like you said, I mean, they treat every game the same. They don't, you know, whether they're playing against the Packers or whether they're playing against the Bills, they have a game plan that's fit for that team. I just like the way their defense played this weekend.
Yeah, and by the way, I said it yesterday, I'm not a huge Josh McDaniels fan as an individual, but I really think he's a brilliant offensive coordinator. And he really dialed up a great game plan, not only just that one trick play, but he really dialed up a good game plan to go up against the Packers. He does that a lot. I mean, it's something that I think is often underlooked, but Josh McDaniels really had a key role in that game, again, that win against the Packers. And it kind of evens out a little bit for the Patriots going forward. But, boy, I tell you right now, they just do the same thing year in and year out. So I agree with you. Number one on my list, the Saints. I mean, you knock off the number one team in the NFC and the NFL in the Rams. Saints look really good. And I think this is a team, listen, they're not all just punch with the air. I mean, they can run the ball a little bit. I mean, they're not going to beat you running the ball. They're not going to ground it out. What they do is they air it out. But Alvin Kamara can run the ball. I think defensively they're playing a lot better than they normally have had in the past. Again, they're not going to beat you up defensively. It's not, but it's better than we've seen Saints teams. Let me just put it to you this way. The ability to run and their defense, they're not game changers per se, but they're better. And those have been hindrance to the Saints in years past. That you just can't win on throwing the ball alone. They do incorporate a little bit better defensively and running that they didn't have in the past. Again, not tops in the NFL good, but good enough. And I think the Saints, that's why they're number one.
Yeah, I have the Saints at number one as well. And I think it was last night or yesterday's Over the Night with Matt Harab.
Yep.
Matt Harab and Bobby Beats were talking, and Matt Harab posed a question to Bobby saying, who has the best like trio of weapons right now? And, you know, it was Saints, Rams, and Chiefs. Those were the options he gave. They both were still leaning towards the Chiefs, but I'm sitting there looking at him like, nah, I think I'm leaning more towards the Saints right now based on, you know, really based on Drew Brees alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just his knowledge, what he's able to do with the football, still at this level, is absolutely amazing. And I would much rather have Alvin Kamara over Kareem Hunt.
You might be right on that. I mean, you might be right about the Saints' weapons. I like the Chiefs, but I can see where you're going, because Brees alone, even though he's not putting up the video game numbers of Patrick Mahomes, his veteran ability and his, you know, listen, he's gone through
You and I were talking about it yesterday, that Tom Brady, you know, he's not a gunslinger, but he can be. He's not a game manager, but he can be. Drew Brees, I put in that same category. For years and years and years, Drew Brees had to throw 50 times a game.
Yeah.
You know, and he would put, rack up all those video game numbers just because he had to. He had nothing else. For the first time ever, we're seeing that the Saints actually do have a potent running attack. And so his obviously his fantasy numbers, if you want to go off of fantasy numbers, are dropping just because he doesn't need to sling the rock, you know, 50 times a game, 60 times a game.
Especially
now.
Down in, near the goal line, they don't have to throw those short passes that, you know, what Vince Lombardi always said, you throw a football, three things can happen, two of them are bad. When you run the ball, one thing can happen, one bad thing can happen, and that's just fumble the football. Alvin Kamara in those short yardage, goal line, first and goal from the 8, he gives the Saints a little different look offensively, and that's why I like him. That's why I like this team. It's they're not going to be number one in rushing, they're going to be number one in defense, but it's certainly better than what they've had before. So.
And they look right now... You know, I mean, I know we're probably, you know, hyping them up a little bit more over the just because they beat the Rams, but they looked more complete.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And especially when you look at Saints teams, they look more complete than they have been in a long time.
All right, so those are our top five. We'll get to the fun stuff. The bottom five coming up next. It is Tony D, Ron Culver. It's SB Nation AM.
If you don't know what to get your significant other for that special occasion, then head over to giftingnap.com. The team at Gifting Map has curated an amazing collection of great gifts for that special guy or girl in your life. Visit giftingmap.com today. Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, here's where we get to the worst of the worst in the NFL. The bottom five. We go from 28 all the way up to number 32. And number 28 on my list, the Arizona Cardinals. I had to put them up somewhere. They don't throw the ball. They don't run the ball. They don't score. They're 2-6, although Josh Rosen seems to be getting a bit better. They had a bye week, so it's not like they really were able to do anything to improve or unimpress even more than they're already doing. But I had to put them in the bottom five somewhere, but I thought, you know what? I'll put them at 28 because I've got other teams I want to criticize worse than the Arizona Cardinals.
I have the Cardinals in the same spot. I feel the same exact way. Hey, listen, I mean, it's hard to fault a team who didn't play this past weekend. And they did win the previous week.
Yeah, they beat San Francisco.
But I still feel like when they come back, it's going to be the same Cardinals team that's just being thrown out there week, you know, time after time. And they just don't have a clue what they're doing right now.
Nah, they don't know. They don't have an identity. It's one thing when you don't run the ball well, but you have like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? Like, Buccaneers have the number one passing offense in the NFL. A lot of it is because they're playing in these shootouts or they're coming from behind and they don't run the ball great. The Cardinals don't throw the ball or run the ball well. They're in the bottom of both categories. Like, what do you do? Punt well? What is it that you do good?
And that, which is surprising just because they have one of the better running backs in the league, or supposedly have one of the better running backs in the league, and they have one of the all-time great wide receivers who still can catch anything you throw at him.
Yeah, just throw it somewhere.
You just got to throw it. You got to throw it, like, within a yard of him, and he'll make the catch. Rookie quarterback.
Number 29 on my list. All right, I did it. I had to do it.
No!
Yes.
No, I'm not allowing you to say it. I will turn off your mic.
Cleveland Browns, number 29.
Oh, man.
Sorry, it's getting bad. 4 in a row, they fired their coach. Greg Williams is not the answer. Look, I was going to debate because I was going to not put him there. When they lost to Tampa Bay 26-23, you could still go, hey, easy on the Browns, man. They're competitive in every single game. They may not be winning, but they're giving up a good fight. They lose by 3. They lose at the end. They lose in overtime. But these are back-to-back losses. These are good games. These are good teams are playing, the Steelers and the Chiefs. But it's 4 in a row, man. I can't overlook 4 in a row. 2-6-1. I can't. I love Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to be great. And I don't know. Greg Williams, I can't buy into this.
All I'm hearing is music in the background going, the dream is over.
I know, it's sad.
Be honest with you, I have the Browns at 27.
Okay.
They were on the cusp. Actually, when I first drafted the list, I had them on there, and I was like, oh, I just can't do it to them yet. So I put the Cardinals back in.
You put, okay. So do you have a 29?
29, I have the Niners.
All right.
I did. I put the Niners there, even though they had a good win over the Raiders, and kind of surprised when see, I'm already forgetting his name. Nate Mullins.
Nick Mullins from
Nick Mullins.
Southern
see, I can't even get his name right. You know, maybe I'll just start calling him Chris Mullins just because he's in the Bay Area. Yeah, he did well, but it's just the Niners team that, you know, is going to struggle throughout the year because it's a lost year for them. And if I was them, I would, you know, chalk it up to like saying, you know what, hey, let's just aim for a top five draft pick. Let's make the team better because no one's going to fault us because we're without our main stud quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I felt bad doing it, but I couldn't put him above the Cardinals because they lost to the Cardinals 2 weeks ago, but they did beat the Raiders, and let's face it, beating the Raiders, I think...
It's becoming easy.
I think Nathan Peterman and the Bills might be able to beat the Raiders.
Number 30 on my list, I put the New York Football Giants, who have lost 5 in a row. They also had the weekend off. They are just, what a mess.
Yes.
1-7, they'll play San Francisco. Ah, gosh, it's almost getting to a point where I'm feeling bad for the ESPN crew. I mean, that has to get pumped up for games like this. You know, like, hey, Jason, we're going to be in San Francisco next week for the Giants 49ers class. You don't want to miss that. Well, unless you're promising me that Odell Beckham is going to look Eli Manning in the face and scream at him in the middle of the field, then I don't want to tune in. I'm sorry, I can't be sold on this game. The Giants are really bad. You know what? It's good for the Giants to now realize the mistake. Even though Saquon Barkley, I like him, I'm fine with him. It's realize we should have got a quarterback, and now we can get a quarterback because we're going to have one of the top five picks in the draft.
Yeah, I have the Giants slotted at 30 as well. And I'm on that bandwagon of I'm happy the Giants selected Saquon Barkley because I mean the way things turned out. You have a running back, a cornerstone running back that you know everyone's touting to be a Hall of Famer, barring injury setback. You know he is perfect for him, and they will definitely have a top five pick, so they can go out and get a good quarterback next year.
Yeah, and start rebuilding.
But yeah, man, that Monday night game, wow.
Ooh,
the NFL. NFL, you guys need to be able to find a way to flex Monday night.
Yeah, it's hard. I
understand logistics and, you know, all that. But if you do it far enough advanced, like we kind of knew Giants-Niners would not be a fun Monday night game about 5 weeks ago. And you probably could have flexed that Monday night game 5 weeks ago and everything would have been fine.
Oh, I'm sure ESPN is like looking at their parent company Disney and going, "Is there a Star Wars trailer that we could release?
Exactly.
Halftime or
something
third quarter?
We could just throw in here?
Is there something we can do besides football that we can get entice viewers? Because this is not going to work.
You know, new Avengers. Avengers is coming out soon. Why don't we just give them a little teaser?
Exactly.
Just throw something. The actors don't even need to be in it. You can just throw helmets out there.
Yeah. Yeah. They do have two pretty good sized markets in San Francisco and New York, but still, for most of the rest of America, this is not a work.
We'll have it on, but this will. If I had struggles watching last night's game.
Oh, I know, right?
I can't even imagine what I'm going to be watching. I mean, next week I will tune in because I want to watch Saquon Barkley, and it's like, all right, prime time. Nothing else is on. I will watch Saquon Barkley do his thing. After the first quarter, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if I make it through the first quarter, maybe the first series, I'll be satisfied. Like, yeah, I see the hype.
31, Bills. They can't score. They have not scored in double digits in their last four games. That is unbelievable. No, I'm sorry, three games. 9, 6, and 5 over the last year. He had 13 against the Texans. They have been shut out this season. Their offense is terrible. They were held to 3 points in their opener. They're only averaging 10 points a game. Nathan Peterman stinks. We've been talking about him too much. They're last in passing. They don't run the ball well. They don't have anything. They're another team that's trying to rebuild, but rebuilding in an embarrassing fashion in which they don't even put up a fight. So Buffalo's at 31.
31 for me, and I mean, listen, we were talking about how the top four teams in the NFL, you can kind of interchange them.
Yeah,
I feel that way. I feel that way about the top bottom two. But for 31 this week, I have the Raiders. And the only reason why I have the Raiders there is because I think they have a better quarterback on their team than the Bills do on theirs.
Yeah, probably.
That's really it.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I'm giving it to Derek Carr. I mean, listen, they cut, what's his name? Bruce Irvin.
Yeah, they're really unloading now.
Who are they going to have on the team a month from now? We're going to be looking at it like, you know, looking at this roster going, have you ever heard of this guy?
He's a team captain. They let him go. They're like, goodbye. Next, this is great.
Next gen stats is just going to give up on him completely and say, you know what? We're throwing in the towel. We don't know any of these people anymore.
Yeah, so number 32 is the Raiders. And I put them on there not just because they're 1-7, not just because they've been stripping down. Their game against San Francisco was off. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, listen, Nick Mullins had a great game, and sometimes you can't prepare for the unknown, and he was certainly the unknown, and he was confident, well-prepared, and Shanahan had him ready to go. But, man, just the way this game has been broken down by guys who do that with the film will have been really, really hard on the Raiders as a team that was completely and utterly unprepared, looked lost, just terrible defensive decisions, terrible offensive decisions. That's the kind of stuff that makes me just... I'm not furious at Gruden because I'm not a Raider fan, so I don't care. But at the same time, if he has this plan, this has got to come from the top down because he's just taking this franchise and destroying it. And he better build it back up again or that's going to be his legacy. And that's too bad because he had a pretty good television career going. But he's going to be remembered for the guy that destroyed the Raiders and couldn't bring him back up again because he's destroying the Raiders. He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, do you think he's doing this to the Raiders because the Raiders fired him all those years ago? Or traded him?
Traded him, yeah. But he won a Super Bowl out of the deal, so I don't know.
32 for me, two words, Nathan Peterman.
Nathan
Bills.
Peterman.
That's the only reason. Listen, he can't be your NFL quarterback.
Just stop it. Stop this madness, Bills. Let him go. Let him go. Pay him and let him go. That's our bottom five, top five, bottom five, SB Nation AM.